Welcome back to Out of Bounds podcast. I'm Marley. This is my sister's boyfriend, Ryan. And let's start by breaking down week three in the NFL.
Week two, but whatever.
Hey,
Oh my
that's actually
God.
so telling because this week was fucking boring.
Honestly, to be fair, this week sucked.
It was
It was
so bad.
It was not a good week for football. I mean, I still watched some red zone. I was sadly busy on Sunday for like the first time in my life, so I couldn't watch all the games like I would have liked to, but it's okay. We'll get back on track for week three. But yeah, like it was a fucking awful week. But yeah, whatever.
So Thursday night's game, I was excited about because it was the Dolphins and the Bills, and those are two of my favorite teams. It's a division rivalry. Thursday night football. Was it in Miami? Yeah, it was in Miami. It was a throwback game. They looked so sharp. We were
They
literally
did.
talking last week about how they had better, they used to have better jerseys, better uniforms, better logos. They come out and like that like burnt teal. So nice.
Oh, yeah, those jerseys are really nice.
But they got their asses whooped. And like, it's hard for me to joke about Tua, but like, I said it in our first episode that he's washed because he doesn't have any brain cells left. And then.
Now he really doesn't.
No, literally. Like, so many veteran players are calling for him to retire
I mean,
because he just.
I just find it really funny, the duality of it all, that his football career might end because he ran headfirst into the chest of a guy that died on a football field.
Yes, Damar Hamlin. Yeah.
Yeah, that, I just think the duality, the juxtaposition, if you will, was just hilarious. But
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, it's obviously a super shit situation. He should definitely retire. He won't, but yeah, I would. That's I mean, having back to back basically like seizures on a football field where he's just thrown up. Yeah, where he's just not in control of his body back to back years. And last time they kind of rushed him back. And I mean, they didn't give him a timetable for a return this time around, but I just would call it for at least the season, I would call it and start over.
I think if he comes out again this season and he's not wearing a Guardian cap, like, he's stupid.
I don't think those help enough.
I mean, there's some science behind it.
I,
Like,
yeah, but like I
are they
also
going to
think
help enough for a guy who's already had, what, four or five concussions that
this
were
is, I think it's
serious?
fourth. I think, well, it's a second really, really third, I'd say, really serious one.
But that's only in the NFL. So it's his third serious one in the NFL. He's been playing football his whole life. Like, anyone who's grown up playing contact sports knows, like, it multiplies. Like, you get your first concussion, you know, when you're 10. Doesn't matter if your second one is 10 years later, it's still like it's compounded.
Yep. But yeah, no, I would definitely call for him to retire. I mean, his brain at this point's gotta be like pudding.
Goo. It's
Yeah,
goo.
like but it's also like, I mean, whatever, it was a football play and you can't get too mad at it, but like at a certain point, you kind of got to put quarterbacks accountable for like the positions they put themselves in. I think the NFL is getting so fucking soft now where it's like hitting is impossible. And on a play like that, where everything kind of lined up perfect, obviously, like the one thing that wasn't perfect was Tua basically tucked his head into this guy's chest and rammed the side of his head into it.
And then fell down and smacked his head back again on the ground again.
He's just not safe with his body. And I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, I mean, the best quarterbacks know how to run. Like I think he either got the first down or was short anyways. No need to try and truck somebody that has never been a part of his game. Just get your ass down. And if you got to fucking tush, push it for the fourth, but, there's no reason for him to run side of the head first into a guy's chest. But whatever, we're going to see. If I was the Dolphins, yeah, I would probably sit him for the rest of the year. I would take my five, whatever, six wins, reevaluate in the offseason, and then if they decide to keep him, I would probably still waste a draft pick on a QB because rate is going, like, it'll happen year after year after year. So he'll, if it doesn't
Like,
happen this year.
if he doesn't retire this year, like, it doesn't, like, okay, he's going to retire in the next few, like, he's going to have a short career. Like, that's just factual at this point.
Yeah, no. And if he doesn't have a short career, then like the way that this guy is gonna be
He can have a short life if he doesn't have
like
a short career. Like,
motor
that's
skill
actually,
wise in his 40 is gonna be crazy.
I mean, most football players,
I mean,
they
look,
lose
they're
it.
I mean, yeah, they do, but like at the same time, like they are constantly like innovating. I mean, like this year already, we've seen like six new helmets be added to rotations. I mean, obviously, like I know you don't know a lot about helmets and whatever, but you
Listen,
still.
I'm a gearhead in all sports, okay?
Okay, so like you see a lot of people in the NFL that's still running the Visus, which is like built for like crown, built for the crown of your head and the crown of your skull, and it like makes all the impact in the front kind of translate throughout, so it's not just constant blunt force in the middle of your face. I mean, everyone still runs the Speedflex, the new Riddell one too, the Axiom. A lot of people are starting doing, but then a lot of people are doing weird ones, like Myles Garrett wears the new Zenith one, which is one of the uglier helmets I've ever seen in my life, but it has a lot of extra little
I think I've
technical
heard
features
about
to it.
that. It's like got crazy, like shock impact in there.
Yeah, so I mean, they're gonna keep coming up with stuff like that. I mean, you
There's
already
also
talked
that like
about,
neck, the neck
yeah, the
collar
Q
that's
collar.
like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, again, I don't know how much any of this stuff actually helps in the long run in terms of brain damage. They're definitely going to keep working on stuff like that because they always are. But I mean, if there's one thing the NFL has to do is when he dies, which hopefully isn't for a long time, but like I feel like it'll be quick just because I don't think he knows what planet he's on. They need to dissect Antonio Brown's brain and figure out what the fuck is like how
Well,
the how it actually affects things, because if there's one prime example of CTE, it's gotta be him.
Jason Kelce said that like he's already signed up, like since he retired, he signed up to donate his brain to CTE research when he passes away. And like I think all football players should, all athletes should, like just to better understand the disease. Like obviously they can't do any research on anyone living. They need to dissect a brain. You can't do that on a live person.
I
So,
think so, but I mean, you never know.
well,
Yeah, prop.
you calling for lobotomy so that we can study CTE?
No, I was kidding. But yeah, I think suspect number one for CTE that they should definitely dissect, hopefully in a very long time after a very nice life, but it's got to be AB because that guy's brain is. I don't even think that guy's brain is like pudding at this point. I think his brain is like a pink mist. Like his brain's all over the place. Okay, anyways, let's get back on track because we're starting to lose it.
Wouldn't this is gonna be a bad question. Did they study Aaron Hernandez's brain?
I don't.
Or did he blow it out? No, he hung
No, he hung
himself.
himself. But like, I don't think I don't know. Just because like he wasn't really in the league for that long.
I know, but like he played football all of his life and then he was off his fucking rocker, obviously.
I think that wasn't really a CTE thing. I think that was just like
Psychopath.
a troubled guy. Like I don't think it was like, well, like I don't even know, like, 'cause like I don't know how you would like clinically like define a psycho, but like whenever you hear people talk about him, like post a pre, like Bill Belichick now, he was like, yeah, like at the time when he came in, like sure the guy was like an asshole sometimes, but like he seemed like a good kid. And
Well,
spoiler
what else is
alert.
he supposed to say? Oh yeah, when he walked in the room, I knew he was gonna be a fucking murderer. No, he's not gonna say that.
But like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Aaron Hernandez, that's a different story. But I don't know. I don't know if they dissected it. Maybe.
Whatever.
Yeah,
Anyway,
whatever.
after week two,
Yes.
nine teams remain undefeated.
Yep. Bills, Saints, Chargers, Vikings, Texans, Seahawks, Steelers, Chiefs, and Bucks.
That is correct. Yeah, I had a list. You did not need one. Okay. Who do you think remains undefeated the longest?
I mean, I'd have to look at like who people are playing. So let's look at the week three matchups. Patch Jets, there's no under the Buccaneers will remain undefeated. They play the Broncos. I feel like that's pretty safe. Oh well, battle of two undefeated teams this week, Texans Vikings. That can be an
That'll be
interesting
a good
one.
game.
That should be a great one. I think the Saints run could possibly end against the Eagles, but also the Eagles defense looked horrid. So maybe the Saints extended to 3-0. The Saints are looking pretty legit. Who the hell else did I say? The Raiders are 2-0. Which,
No, they're not. They're 1-1.
oh yeah, because they lost week one.
The
Oh, and
Seahawks
then
are
Chiefs play
playing
the Fal
Miami. They're gonna win without the
Yeah, without
Dolphins having
Tua there.
Tua.
Yeah. And then the Chiefs play the Falcons. I think the Chiefs win that one too. I think the Chiefs offense is gonna kind of fall back into like something that a lot of fantasy managers that drafted Mahomes and Kelsey will probably appreciate, because I think with no Pacheco, it's going to be a lot of passing the ball, even with them bringing back Kareem Hunt,
Even
even
with
them.
Kelsey being not great so far.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end, like guys like that, like Mark Andrews, Ravens tight end, hasn't been great either. Like that is like a lot of game script. It's like it's and like and like how the plays develop. It's not always like just like they're not playing good. Like at the end of the day, like a receiver, it's like it's not like they don't play good. It's more so just like the other team game plans for them, and the way the game kind of plays out just doesn't work in their favor. But I think they're gonna have to pass the ball a lot more. I don't think the rugby player running back for the Chiefs is gonna be great. I don't like Samaje Perine. I think Kareem Hunt will be okay, once he gets into the swing of things. But I think they'll definitely be passing the ball a little more than we've seen them in the past. But whatever. We'll see.
So, my Survivor League, I have survived on
Yeah, take the Bucks. Take the
the
Bucks.
Bucks. Okay, so I was thinking that, or I could take the Bengals this week over Washington.
I mean, you could technically, I guess. Oh, this
Who
week
do
is
the
a great
Bucks
week.
play next week? Yeah, okay.
I don't know who they play
The
next week.
Eagles, I just checked. They play the Eagles next week. That'll be a tighter game. So okay, so I could take the Bucks.
I take the Bucks. Just because,
Okay.
like, I feel like Washington is a really weird team. I think you've get like they're 3 weeks in now.
Two.
They well, no, but like they're going into week three,
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
they're 3 weeks into actually being there as a team. And I think the more time Jaden Daniels gets, the more the offense is gonna look a little interesting. So I
Well,
think.
that was my pick last week, and I just squeaked by because they.
Yeah, that was an awful game. I mean, yeah, we're going back to week two was terrible. Like, that was a shit game.
A lot of the games were shit because I honestly, it was either like nail biter, but not even nail biter, just like close games where it's like stupid shit coming down to the end or like absolute blowouts. Like, what the hell happened to the Cowboys?
Yeah, no, I mean, I have their defense in fantasy. I had a nice little 11-leg parlay that would have won me a nice little chunk of change. But yeah, the Cowboys fucked me over big time this week. So I traded Dak Prescott in my fantasy league.
I got a trade offer for someone to give me Dak Prescott,
No. Oh yeah, what was
which,
that?
okay, let me open that up. Where did it go?
Where did it go?
I don't know
Where
if it's still even like,
it
it might
should
have
still be there.
expired
They don't expire.
unless he
Unless
canceled it.
the person withdrew it, yeah.
But I took a screenshot of it regardless, just in case, because I also don't know how to find it.
I
But it
traded
was.
Dak Prescott, Greg Dortch for Aaron Rodgers and Samaje Perine for the Chiefs because I have Pacheco in one league. That's what I did.
So I was offered Dak Prescott, and in return, I would give them Jameson Williams.
Oh yeah, that's hilarious.
So I'm not doing that.
Thank you.
But I do need to do something in
You
my
do.
league with my NHL friends
You do,
because
you do.
I lost. How bad did I lose last week?
Well, who do
Let's
you
go
have
to
again?
week
You have
two.
AJ Brown, you have Ayuk, you have
Wait, listen to
Kupp.
this. I lost 101.62 to 49.66. Like, I have Cooper Kupp, who went down with an injury, only got on he got under 6 points.
Okay.
Rashad White went down with an injury, only got under he got under 3 points. Baltimore defense was good. It was okay for me, but AJ Brown didn't play. So I put in Courtland Sutton for him. He got 3 points.
But don't you have Jameson Williams?
That's in my other league. So
Oh.
this league, no, I don't have him.
Okay. I mean, priority number one would be to go on the waiver wire and try and pick up Bucky Irving.
Is he on the waiver wire? Let's
I don't know.
see.
You'll have to take a look.
I'm looking right now. First of all, Bucky Irving. He is. I already have him.
Oh, okay. So then you're fine. So
What do you mean I'm fine?
if Rashad White doesn't play, you play him. Running backs are kind of a dime a dozen, but your receivers do like now need some help. I mean, AJ Brown is going to be good for next week, but Kupp being injured is a shitty one. So you can, I mean, there's a couple of things you can do. We can work out a trade for you, but I would say like go take a look at the waiver wire and see who's available.
Like
It's probably
right now in my lineup for week three, I have Anthony Richardson of my QB, obviously, Courtland Sutton as and Brandon Ayuk as my
Your
two
wide
wide
receivers, yeah.
receivers. Then I still have Rashad White in here because honestly, my only other option is Blake Corum.
Well, no, you're gonna play Bucky Irving if Rashad
Bucky
White
Irving,
doesn't
then what
play.
I'm about to say is Bucky Irving is already in my flex spot.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm down bad.
Okay, so then yeah, you got to go to the waiver wire and figure some shit out. So who's on the waiver wire?
Let's see.
Look at
In
receivers. Look at receivers.
receivers. Brandon Cooks.
No.
Wandale Robinson.
Is DeMarcus Robinson there? He's a Rams receiver.
No, he's not there.
Rutro. You might be cooked, kid.
I am absolutely cooked.
Okay,
And
so wait, who else is
this
there instead of
league,
Brandon Cooks?
last year in this same league, I went 8-0 the first 8 weeks.
Okay, well, anyways, who else is there besides Brandon Cooks?
Tyler Johnson, Adam Thielen,
Thielen. You can pick up Brandon Johnson. He plays for the Rams. You can pick him up.
The Rams aren't good right now at all.
Yeah, but like you could pick him up because they don't have Puka and they don't have Kupp. So like if
But
they have to
they're playing San Francisco.
Yeah, I mean you kind of just have to hope for a touchdown. I mean
Adonai Mitchell. That's a great name. Baruchata Adonai Mitchell, please.
AD, yeah, AD's good. I
And they're
mean,
playing Chicago.
but he hasn't done a lot so far, like since he's been in the league.
He's not.
I would probably pick up Brandon Johnston.
Quentin
I
Johnston also here on the
oh
Chargers.
yes. Yeah, pick him up. Pick him up.
Like immediate pickup.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
I need to drop someone. Do I drop Douglas?
Yes. Yeah. Easy
Okay.
peasy. What about Jerry Jeudy? Is Jerry Jeudy on the waiver wire, or does somebody have him? Or
No, he was picked. He's not available.
okay, so I mean, what you could do is you can look at like the guy, like the number one guy in the league, and you can try and trade him Kupp, and you can trade him. I mean, you might have to give up Swift,
I can't give up Swift. My team is Gaylor Swift. I need Swift.
but he's really not good.
I know. I know. He was better with the Eagles last year.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to figure out a trade for you. But yeah, I mean you got hit with the injury bug pretty big. I mean I have too. I lost
My
I
whole bench
lose.
is injured right now except Blake Corum. Like, it's bad.
Yeah. And I mean in my league I have a Cooper Kupp. I'm not Cooper Kupp. I have Pacheco who got hurt.
Yeah. The
Pacheco
injuries
missing
this
6 to 8
week
weeks.
were atrocious.
Yep, they really were.
Tua, Justin Jefferson, AJ Brown, Taysom Hill, Justin Herbert, but he never left the game, so he should
Yeah,
be fine.
a couple of these guys are guys that are still going to play anyways.
Yeah. Cooper Kupp, Pacheco broke his leg. Like he's gone for a while.
Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks apparently.
Keenan Allen's got a heel issue. Some short-term injuries, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Joe Mixon, Rashad White, as I've been saying, Raheem Mostert. So a lot of these guys like might still play week three.
I mean, let's hope.
But
Yeah, no, it's gonna be definitely a tough one. Gonna be a tough couple of weeks for some people.
me. It's gonna be tough for me.
Yeah, I mean, not just you, but yeah, it's gonna be tough goings for a little bit for some fantasy managers out there.
But in our other league, I beat you last week. I don't even think you knew that we were playing each other.
I haven't looked at that league.
Well, you should, because I kicked your ass.
I don't even remember who I have. I think that league was really just I decided to do it with you because you were bugging me.
Okay, rude. You have
I
Saquon
mean,
Barkley.
for like the whole weekend, you were like, "I want to join your fantasy league. I want to join your fantasy league." And I was just like, "Okay." So I just made one, joined one, whatever.
You literally joined the one with me, and then immediately after, we're like, This is fun. I'm going to join another random league. But
Whatever, dude. Whatever you say.
just take a look at it, because you have Cooper Kupp in that league, and you got to switch him out. We have Jameson Williams. You have like, it's a smaller league, I think. So there's a lot of guys available that you have on your bench, and I think it's a deeper bench, maybe. I don't know.
And what? Yeah, I'm actually just I'm here, but I'm just kind of looking to see who I can pick up in that league too, 'cause now that you're talking shit, I'm like, all right, we gotta shut her up. So I'm trying to figure out who I could pick up and who I can pick up and swap out and do all this cool stuff with.
I want to talk about some college football.
Let's talk about it.
I caught a glimpse of Arch Manning, and
The
we
man
know
himself.
from last week that I love young prospects in all sports because they're going to be richer than me, and it makes me want to kill myself. But I still love to watch. And Arch Manning is like one of those guys where, like, obviously his last name is Manning. You know he's going to be the guy,
Yeah.
but it's a tough QB battle in Texas.
I mean, it's not really a battle. I mean,
Exactly.
I mean, Ewers did wasn't playing well, and then he went down with an injury, and then Arch came in and fucking stole the show. Yeah,
I
Arch is
watched
looking.
him run like a 40-yard touchdown, just like booked it.
It was way longer.
I know it was way longer. I don't know what it actually was,
It
but
was like 60 plus.
it was.
Arch got them wheels now. He's not like his uncles. Arch got them wheels. He's not like Peyton or Eli. No, he's a fucking specimen. I cannot wait to see him. I mean, Ewers most likely gonna get drafted this year in the draft. Who knows? Maybe we end up seeing him on the Dolphins. No, I like Arch a lot. I mean, Arch is, yeah, he's a stud, and I think he's gonna be really sick in Texas just because Texas is just always pretty fucking good.
What happens if your team, the Broncos, keep being basement dwellers? Odds they draft him in 2 years?
See, that's kind of what I'm thinking is, I mean, I'm not a big week one over exaggerator, but I'm a big week two over exaggerator, and what I'm seeing in 2 weeks of Bo Nix is that this guy sucks. I mean, look, he's got another 16 weeks to change my mind. Yeah. But yeah, super not fucking sold on him. So I don't think they draft a guy this year. I don't think this year's draft class for quarterbacks is really like all that great. Carson Beck is obviously pretty good, even though they almost sold the bag against Kentucky. I actually think they did sold the bag against Kentucky. No, they beat them. But yeah, Georgia almost dropping a game to the University of Kentucky was hilarious, and he didn't look great.
I watched that game. I don't remember anything, but I know that it was on my TV.
Yeah, but I like Carson Beck. I do think he's probably the most pro-ready guy in this coming draft class, but I mean, everyone wants to freak out and talk about Shedeur Sanders. I don't know who's going to be that like first guy off the board, and it's going to be tough. I think next year is going to be great with the draft class, especially for QBs. We're going to have Nico Yamaliva from Tennessee. We're going to have Jackson Dart, the Ole Miss QB. We're going to have Cam Ward for the University of Miami, DJ Lagway.
Did you say Cam Ward?
Cam Ward.
Cam Ward is the name of a hockey player.
Whoa,
Goalie for
twins.
the Carolina Hurricanes back in the day. He won a cup. He won the Vezina that year. And was no, it wasn't the Vezina. He won the Conn Smythe. So he like
Whoa,
cared.
twins.
I loved Cam Ward growing up. I had him on one of my little posters that I got at the like Scholastic's book fair.
That's so nerdy of you.
I'm
I actually
sorry,
remember Cam Ward.
if you went to the Scholastic's book fair and you didn't get a poster, you were a loser. Like if you couldn't convince your mom to let you get something other than a book while you were also getting books,
Literally never.
you weren't able to
I
convince your mom to get you.
remember those. I would try and convince her, and she'd be like, if you want them, go get a job and start working.
No, see, my mom like didn't have the patience because first of all, she'd be there like all day. There was three of us. Like, she'd come back like three different times. Well, maybe not. Like, as we got older, I know that we like definitely like she didn't come. Like, she would just give us money and like go nuts. Maybe I got it then. Maybe there was no parental supervision and I was just getting posters. That makes more sense. Fuck. Bring back the Scholastic's Book Fair.
Oh my God.
Because you know
Talking.
what? The same rush that I get at the at like that I used to get at the Scholastic's Book Fair is what I get now when I walk into a Winners and a HomeSense.
Oh my God.
And it's just like beautiful. And I think
This
that
is
that
making me feel like you're gonna be a cat lady later in life.
I'm not, I hate cats. I'm getting a dog like in the next 2 weeks,
I know it's gonna
which
be sick.
Lindsay doesn't know this yet, but like I literally like my apartment is like outfitted for a dog already. Like I have everything. Like my
Oh,
dog's coming.
you've doggy daycared it up.
Like I don't know what daycare. Like I got her a bed. I got her her bowls. I got her a few toys. I got a crate off of Facebook Marketplace. Like
Dude, pop off.
we're getting a dog. Her name is Phoebe.
Oh, that's a gross name. I would have named my dog like I would name my dog like Jameson Williams, like JMO. I would have named my dog JMO.
That's a good dog name for a boy. I didn't want a boy dog. I think boy dogs are always predators at the dog park.
God. Anyways, moving on. You wanted to talk about like some NHL captains or something like that? Because we were just talking about Cam Ward and it reminded me.
Yes. So NHL training camp started today, which means it's the official start of the preseason, which doesn't mean much except that, like, all the players are in the building. A lot of
Yeah.
stuff is happening. Namely, two captains were named in the NHL today. One for the Chicago Blackhawks. They haven't been with a captain since Jonathan Toews left. Everyone, I think, was expecting Connor Bedard, but I actually think what they did makes more sense. They chose Nick Foligno.
They didn't pick Connor Bedard?
And I'll tell you why. He's still young. Like, I
Does
get
he have
it.
a does
Like,
he does he have an is he an assistant?
I don't think so, actually.
What?
I saw the video where they're basically keeping the same people they had last year. They're just upgrading Nick Foligno's to a C. I think it's good. And they had a really cute video where they like had his three kids like bring out his new jersey with the C on it. And like I shed a tear. He's at the end of his career. He's a veteran guy. Like I think he's gotta be at least 35. Like
Oh,
you know
damn.
that it's gonna be in a few years, it's going to be a situation like they had in Toronto where he hands it off to Connor. Like that's going to happen the way that Tavares handed it off to Austin this offseason.
Yeah.
I think it's good. I think that it's also better for Connor to not have that much pressure right out the gate second season. Like, sure, Crosby got the C early. Connor McDavid got it, I think, in his second season. Like, but you still like don't want to put that much pressure
Yeah,
on someone
no.
who's literally 19.
Yeah.
The other captain who is named today in the NHL is Victor Hedman for the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Tampa.
They traded away, or they didn't trade him. They let Stamkos walk in free agency to
Where the fuck is he
Nashville.
playing? No way.
Nashville. How don't you know this?
That's I don't know. But that sounds really off.
They let him walk. They basically like they didn't agree on contract values, and they like he walked, he literally walked out. He said, okay, bye. And he's in Nashville now. And Nashville kind of looks sick as fuck.
But that just doesn't sit right.
No, it's going to be really weird. It's going to be so weird to see him in yellow.
Because that Tampa team with him and Hedman and Vasilevskiy and whatever has been gross for like years.
Yeah, they're.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's bound to happen. I mean, look at basketball.
They had their peak. They were in three Stanley Cup finals 3 years in a row, won two of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they won the Mickey Mouse clubhouse one against the Habs, and
Don't even, okay, like I see videos from that playoffs run and I'm gonna talk about crying over hockey too much in
I mean,
this
look, yeah,
episode.
no, it was a super
It was
crazy
such a
playoffs run.
special, like, do you not remember like the time? Like it was 2021, like shit was still fucking crazy, like
Okay, but like
lockdown
let's be
wise.
honest though, first 1 second. I think even if the Habs won that's like a stain on like the Habs' reputation.
I disagree. I think it is so cool that the Habs can say that they won in their history both the Prince of Wales Trophy and the Clarence Campbell Bowl, because that would never happen if it wasn't for this unique situation of basically becoming Western Conference champions because of the way the divisions realigned that year.
Still.
So I'll say it. I think it's sick. I think back very fondly on that time.
It was a great time.
It was so great.
It
I
was
like
a lot of fun. I just remember watching all of those games with my mom, and we'd be like, "What the fuck?"
I was working at CBC at the time and we were broadcasting all of those games. So I was like sitting in the control room watching them and like I started to get superstitious. Like I was like every time I'm here at work, like in that first series against the Leafs, I was like every time I'm here, they lose. So like I would literally like finish my shift and run home so that I could be at home for the end of the game because I felt that if I was at home that they had a better chance of winning. And they won that series, then they swept. Like it was crazy. And then they
Was
made it to the finals and
and got Molly whopped by Tampa.
hang on, I was gonna be a little more sentimental first and I booked it. They made it to the finals, I booked it to Montreal. I was like, whatever the outcome, I need to be there. My dad went to one of the games, my grandfather was sick.
They got stomped.
Yeah, but they ran, I don't think they got stomped, they ran out of gas.
They got stomped.
They ran out of
Like
gas.
it was a very clear discrepancy between like an actual good team and a team that caught fire like in a weird season with also like so happened to also have the greatest like single goalie season we've ever seen in hockey.
No, it wasn't even his greatest season. It was his greatest postseason. It was his greatest
Postseason, there you go.
postseason.
To me, that
Absolutely.
postseason for Carey Price was like 2018 LeBron. Like that was fucking insane.
It was insane. And like,
Like
it's
he stood on his head
when
for like.
when I think of Carey Price, like God, that I will always remember that 2021 run. I will always remember like, oh, like he put the team on his back and he just fucking booked it to the final.
Yeah, no, he literally stood on his head and played his ass off. But anyways.
And
So
then that was
what
it. He came back the following season towards the end to play, I think, two games before
Yeah.
like calling it. I was at one of them and I'm really glad that I was. Like I can say that I was at Carey Price's one of his last games. I do think the Habs got whooped.
Probably.
Oh, I don't remember. It was like a crazy lopsided game against the Florida Panthers, but I don't remember which side it was lopsided towards. But like the Habs, I think they might have like picked Florida's asses because they were like sitting people, they were making the playoffs, we weren't. I don't
Yeah.
remember, but yeah,
It's possible.
it is possible.
That sounds
What
about right.
else?
I
Crosby
mean,
finally signed his extension.
yeah, and what the fuck extension was that?
I find it so funny, like all guys in the NHL, like they want to get the most money possible, right?
He
He
was like,
wants,
just give me 8.7.
he's so superstitious that first of all, his last contract also had an 8.7 annual average. Like, this man is dedicated to his number, and I respect it.
I mean, I respect the hell out of him, don't get me wrong, but
Thank
like
God
he's
his number is 87 and not two.
but like he, but like also like he's what, like 35, 36? He's getting up there. Like, if I was his agent, I would be fucking getting ready to eat bullets because I'd be like, dude, you're getting old as shit. Like, let's go break the bank. Like, let's go
I
get you
actually think
paid.
he's 37 because
Whatever.
he wears 87 because that's the year he was born. It means he's
Like,
10 years older than me, which means he's 37.
I would be like, dude, like, you put on for this sport for like 20 years type of thing. Like, go get yourself paid. Like, go get yourself like that like 2 year $26 million deal and go
Okay,
get
well,
yourself
that
some
doesn't exist
cash.
in the NHL. The cap isn't as high as
13 million a
NBA.
year,
He could have done 13, but
2 year $26 million.
I don't think that would have flown.
I think
That would make him a really high pay. That would put him in the top five, I think.
I think a weird team like Vancouver or something would have maybe done like 22 over two.
Okay, well, this was he was on he wasn't a UFA yet. He would have been at the end of this season. So he negotiated an extension before the season so that he can just not think about it.
Okay.
So it was coming from Pittsburgh, or he was waiting until the end of the season. There was it, he wasn't hitting the open market quite yet. He wasn't in the open market yet, and if he would have wanted to hit the open market, it would have been at the end of the next season.
But yeah, that was a hilarious contract.
You can always count on Sidney Crosby to be superstitious, and that's something I love about him.
He's great. That's a class act right there.
Like we grew up on him, I love him.
Gotta love Sid the kid.
Yeah. Speaking
Yeah.
of NHL contracts, Jeremy Swayman is holding out.
Don't know who that is.
So Jeremy Swayman is One of the
He played for the
goalies.
Leafs or the
No.
Oilers?
Boston Bruins. Nice
Oh,
try, though.
fuck. I was close. Oh, yeah, he's the goalie.
So yeah, he was one half of that goalie tandem
Him
that
and
like did the
Ullmark.
hugs. Yeah,
Yeah,
him
him
and
and
Ullmark.
Ullmark.
So Ullmark was traded in the offseason to Ottawa for Korpisalo.
Damn.
So but now Swayman is holding out. They are not in agreement, and he's an RFA. He's restricted free agent. So when he holds out, it just means he's not playing. But that also means the team is down bad because their goalie options now are Korpisalo, obviously. He's their number one
Yeah.
guy. And Brandon Bussey, who I have loved him since
Are
I
you
first heard
positive?
his
Are you
name.
positive? Are you positive it's not Busey?
No, but I say Bussey. It's Bussi.
That's literally Bussey.
Yeah, Brandon Bussey, who I have been a fan of for the past year since I first heard his name and thought, legendary shit right there. So imagine opening night, the Bruins come out with Brandon Bussey as their like number two goalie. That's Hall of Fame shit.
I'd be pretty upset if I was a Boston Bruins fan.
Yeah. Oh, if you're a Boston Bruins fan, this offseason has been terrible.
Cool.
What else? Habs have a new series on Crave. Watch it. I watched the first episode already. I cried a bunch. Whatever. Just watch it. It's good.
Don't mind the fucking plug. Shameless pug for the Montreal
I get
Canadiens.
nothing from that, just for the
I
record.
know, I know.
Montreal Canadiens slash the producers who made the show. If you want to hire me, that's a different story. But my
Or if you want to
last,
sponsor the show.
of course.
Like
How could I forget? We're Habs fans over here if you want to sponsor the show.
one half of us.
I think that you're.
Like one and three quarters. I'm on the way out of being a Capitals fan.
You go to the games all the time. You've been on the fucking camera.
Yeah, but I usually only try to go to the Capitals games.
Okay, before this, I went to the dentist, okay? And my dental hygienist was like a typical dental hygienist, like a blonde 20 something.
Okay.
And she's like asking me, she's like, oh, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, like I have a podcast. I like, oh, and she's like, oh, what do you talk about? I'm like, oh, sports, like mainly football and hockey. She goes, oh, like I dated a hockey player. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like, I'm trying to like pry. She tells me that she dated a hockey player who was like not very good, like a fringe NHL, AHL player who cheated on her. So fuck that guy. And it made for a really fun little time at the dentist. So shout out to my dental hygienist.
Was it Cole Sillinger?
No, that was Tate McRae, dude. I don't want to name drop him.
Why
Not that
not?
anyone listens to this podcast, but I don't think I should name drop him.
The guy that she dated?
Yeah.
Just text me.
I'll tell you. I don't want to tell the people.
No, but just text me his name.
Like right now?
Yes.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Was he an actual like good hockey player?
No. Like he was drafted in the second round, I think, when he was drafted, but then like hasn't been good and has since
What
been
the
like
piss? What the fuck is that?
he's one of the only non-white players in the league.
Devontae Smith-Pelly, everybody.
No, that's not what I said.
I know. I'm just dropping little seeds.
So the Blue Jackets unveiled their like helmet logo and the patch that they're going to wear this season to honor Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew.
Okay.
So they have this like really nice like sticker, this like a little thing. It says Gaudreau and then it has their numbers 13 and 21 because Matthew wore 21 at Boston
Yeah.
College. And I mean, they're going to do a moment of silence for the first game. I imagine the entire league is probably going to do it in their respective games just because it was like such a shocking loss in this offseason.
Yeah.
And they just like outlined their fundraising plans for the John and Matthew Gaudreau Foundation. And I imagine it's going to be a season long, if not like even beyond that, like campaign. But yeah,
Yeah.
they're going to wear number 13 on their jerseys all year and a nice helmet sticker
I
for
mean, yeah,
both of them.
makes a lot of sense. I'm
Yeah.
sure players are gonna do little like stick customizations and skate
Yeah.
customizations too for it.
I mean, we already saw Cole Caulfield change his number.
Yeah. Number
Yeah.
trace now. Yeah.
Trace is three.
Oh. 13. I don't know.
De
13 just now.
Desi Trace.
Desitrace, whatever. Did we call
There was a
Lindsay?
sick wait, there was a sick graphic today
Yeah.
where they like put Caulfield's
About who?
name
Oh, Caulfield.
and they made the IE in Caulfield a 13.
13.
Sick. Do you have anything else football wise? Games
No,
to
I don't.
watch?
Oh yeah, we could talk about games to watch.
Players to watch, games to watch.
So I think the big games this week that I like the most. I weirdly think the Bears Colts game might be a little fun game. Don't know why, but I can just kind of see it happening. I think the Chargers Steelers too. I mean, it depends on if Herbert plays. If Herbert does play, I can see that being another goofy little fun game. Texan.
I think that the Jets and the Patriots on Thursday is going to be so wacky.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. I don't like the Pats and the Jets are proving that they don't that they're not gonna be real competitive. But yeah, it could be an all right game. But then the Texans Vikings game should be fun. Dolphins Seahawks should be all right. I like the Niners Rams game. Division games are always fun. Lions Cardinals can be a fun game. Ravens Cowboys will be good.
I'm excited for
Yeah.
Buffalo Jacksonville because I've always been high on Trevor Lawrence. I think that he's going to suck.
You just like him because of his hair.
No, I like him because I literally like watched him for the first time years ago on the Elite 11
Oh
series that
yeah,
I
true, true,
fucking
true.
love. Bring that series back.
I liked Justin Fields more on that series than Trevor Lawrence.
God, who else was there? I think Bo Nix was there 1 year.
I think you're thinking about Justin Herbert.
No, I'm almost positive Bo Nix was there.
I don't think Herbert was on it. The only notable ones that I remember from that show were Fields and Trevor.
Also, shout out to Max Brown.
And Spencer Rattler.
Spencer Rattler.
Yep.
Oh, and was that guy from Miami who like flopped?
In the
Oh no, you know
NFL?
what I'm thinking? In college football, I'm thinking of the guy from that QB1 show. Or not
Oh.
QB1, like you know when they had like the high school
That was where
series.
that was what Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields were on. They weren't on Elite 11, I don't think. They were on that. They were on
No, they were
QB1.
on Elite 11.
Oh, okay, whatever.
But Spencer
My brain's
Rattler was
all over
on
the place.
QB1.
Yeah, he was.
And there was that like sketchy ending where they're like he's got kicked off the team or like is sitting and they like didn't say what he did and I don't even remember what happened.
I'm pretty sure the team sat him because he started playing like shit.
No, like it was like could have been a little bit like criminal. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
I don't think Rattler, there was a criminal thing. I literally think Oklahoma just sat him because he started playing bad.
no, but the QB1 show was pre-college.
Oh, yeah,
It was a high
true.
school show.
True, 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 true. Then I don't remember
Honestly, me neither.
that. I might have to rewatch it, honestly. I might rewatch it for fun. Just fuck it.
How about you watch
No.
the Habs Crave show?
Okay, I'll watch it after QB1.
It's actually great. Like they started being like one of the most storied,
I know.
blah blah blah, rebuilding for the first time in their history. Because it's true, they've never had a complete rebuild.
You think that might be an issue, though?
Absolutely, absolutely. But like, there's so many issues. You know why the Habs were so good for so many years? This is something that no one talks about. Pre NHL draft days, like pre like standardized draft. The Habs had the rights to any French Canadian player just off the bat, just because they were French. The only reason the Habs had Guy Lafleur and Yvon Cournoyer and Jean Béliveau and Maurice Richard, it's the only reason. It's because they like had first dibs on any French Canadian player, I think, until the 80s, like the earlier to mid 80s.
Maybe. And now, I mean, every player that's good doesn't even come from North America.
Not necessarily, but
I mean, some of them come from the States and some of them come from Canada, but a lot come from Europe.
now the Habs do this horrible thing where they pick someone up off the waiver wire just because he's French Canadian, like Samuel Montembeault, who is
David
also
Desharnais.
bad. Okay, no, like that was well before.
I know. That was
The
just another
Habs
guy
just
that
like
they
to
picked
have
up.
like a they have like to have like a little bit of French presence, which is so stupid. Also, there was this whole beef like 10 years ago when the Habs hired an English-speaking coach and he didn't even last the full season because the media freaked out. So the Habs will never have an Anglo Coach. I mean, they technically have an Anglo GM right now, but like Kent Hughes is very bilingual and he's from Montreal. Also, shout out Kent Hughes, you look like my dad.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Don't you agree?
Hello.
Yeah, like listen, it's not hard. Short-ish, bald white guy. My dad takes off his glasses. It's Kent Hughes.
Anyways, moving on. Do we give Lindsay a call? It's turned
Hell
into a
yeah.
nice little tradition. You call her this time, though.
Ask her. I'm gonna ask her if she thinks our dad looks like Kent Hughes. Wait, should we call her? She has a job now.
Oh yeah, shit. She won't even answer.
Well, shout out to Lindsay. We're not gonna call you because you started a new job.
And we're all proud of you over here at
We
Out of
are
Bounds.
proud.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But no,
she's
I don't really
working.
have anything else to cover, honestly. Like the NFL week really sucked. I'm kind of just hoping for some fucking fireworks in week three.
Me too, because
Like I'm
literally it
hoping
was so
for
boring.
another Tyreek arrest. I'm hoping for like
You're hoping for someone else's brain to fall out their fucking ear.
that's what has to happen for good TV.
You're literally like, God, like,
Honestly, what I'm really hoping for,
this,
I'm
okay, wait, this is
hoping.
gonna be really problematic, but you're like, fuck, Damar, please die again and come back to life.
No, what I'm really hoping for, actually, real talk, is like either one or the other. I'm either hoping for the Steelers bus gets carjacked and they don't make it to the game, or I'm hoping for a Mahomes kidnapping, or that might be it.
I'm
Or,
hoping
oh no,
for.
wait, I have one more. Or I'm hoping for Mike Tomlin to tear his ACL. Not a player, the coach. Coach Mike Tomlin for the new Pittsburgh Steelers.
I
I'm
know
hoping he
he's a
tears it.
coach. That I actually knew that.
Like, give me some good TV. I want to laugh at somebody. Like, I don't want to keep crying because I
Is
lose
it
my bets.
this week that the Chargers are playing the Vikings?
No.
Or I saw something, it was like
Chargers
Harbaugh
play the
versus
Steelers.
Harbaugh.
Chargers play
Okay.
the Steelers.
So no, at some point this season though, that's gonna
And
be a game.
Harbaugh versus Harbaugh would be Chargers Ravens.
I was close. Purple. Purple, I was close.
Oh my God. All right. Well, anyways, that'll do it for us here at Out of Bounds. Like my co-host said at the beginning, I'm Ryan. This is my girlfriend's sister, Marley. And you just got done episode 3 of Out of Bounds.